Once again, I got to the point at the end. Hello, friends. This is Julie. I love when God does that to me. So I'll do like this whole podcast. This was like a 45-minute podcast. I was wrapping up the end of it now. And God's like, "So you said all of that to say this, and this is what you should be saying." And so again, I deleted it. Not had to. I just, when I feel like God's like, you know, that's not where we want to go with this. So let's delete and start over. So here it is, guys. I'm gonna say point blank, you do not need my approval to live your life. Whether I agree with your life or I don't agree with your life doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if you are my child and I don't agree with your life, I can still love you and help you and encourage you and be your parent. I don't have to agree with you to love you. I don't have to agree with you to support you. But that's not the world we live in. The world we currently live in, you have to agree or you are labeled as whatever they feel like labeling you, whatever. You're not agreeing, then they have a term for it and they label you that. One of the biggest things is calling you a bigot is one of the biggest ones. Or intolerant. Those are the two biggest. Because those are universal. You can use those for anything. Oh, you're so intolerant. You know what? It's really funny because there's this movie I really like to watch. And I'm gonna discourage you from watching the remake. I usually discourage remakes because I'm not about remakes most of the time. But it's called The Women. And it's got Joan Crawford in it. She's the one name I can remember. Rosalind Russell. I love Rosalind Russell. Anyway, it's called The Women. It's in black and white. Except for the one segment, the fashion show is in color. Very well done. If you watch this movie, there's no men in the movie. Except for 2 points. One is when there's actually a man hiding among the women. And I think I found that spot because they said it was like the director or something, like stuck himself in there as a woman to be the one man in the movie. I think I know where that spot is. And it's at the very beginning. I think I found it. I could be wrong. And then the other there's a picture of a man on the back of a magazine. It's really not a man in the thing, but whatever. This is a cast of women, and even though you never see their husbands, you think you have. I mean, I had watched The Women a few times before I read that it was just a cast of women and there were no men at all, and I'm like, what? And then I'm like, you're right, you never see Mary's husband, ever. Like, you think you do, but you don't. It's just that they constantly talk about him and they describe him, and so you feel like you've seen him, but you never have because he's not there. It's crazy. It's so well done. And at one point, Peggy and Mary are going to get Mary's nails done. Mary's going to get her nails done. And this is part of the plot, so I'm not going to give you a whole lot of information there. But at one point she's saying, because the color is a new jungle red. And Peggy is a young bride and she's recently married. And she's like, my Johnny doesn't like, Sylvia's jungle red. He says he'd like to do her nails down with a big buzzsaw or whatever. I don't know. She says something like that. And Mary says, oh, Johnny is intolerant. And I hear that in my brain. Whenever I'm seeing intolerance from the people demanding tolerance, whenever I just think of the word, like people want you to be, people say they want tolerance, but they really don't. They just want you to agree with them. Whenever I think those things, My brain goes to, Johnny's intolerant. Like, I always hear that line. Just like, oh, go ahead, dear, it's not wheat, it's gluten. And I always think of that because of how we have people with, like, the gluten gluten sensitivities today. And I always think that, oh, go ahead, dear, it's not, does she say it's not wheat, it's gluten, or it's not starch, it's gluten? I don't remember. And then she's like, have you ever known such a housewife? I'm serious, guys, you need to watch that movie, it's really good. It's called The Women. It's the original, the black and white. I digress because I do that. So I don't need to agree with your lifestyle or agree with your life or agree with you to be supportive, to be empathetic, to be helpful, to love you, to be your friend, to be compassionate, to be kind, all that stuff. But that's not the way a lot of people see it. If you don't agree with their life, then you're a bigot. And like I said, any word that they want to use to label you at this point in your life. So we just go forward and live our lives. And when I was thinking about some stuff that I faced today, tons of things, because the world is just spiraling into madness. I was doing a podcast about something that really annoyed me. And like I said, God was like, yeah, this is the point. And so this is the point. Once again, you don't need my approval to live your life, and I don't need yours to live mine. Okay? What I'm going to tell you right now is what I believe. And you can take from that what you will. That is to say that you could just be like, okay, this is what she believes. And regardless of my life, it means absolutely nothing. Now, it means absolutely nothing. Or you could get ticked off and upset. It's up to you. There's way more investment if you get ticked off and upset. Just spare yourself the problems. Because I once had a woman. I got stuck in like the intersection. And because the traffic just was weird. And I wasn't even really fully in the intersection. I was like moved off. And I smiled at a guy in a truck next to me. And I don't remember why I smiled. Like, I wasn't flirting. But something happened. And I think we got honked at or something. And I kind of just shook my head and smiled at him. Like, dude, there's nothing we could do about it. The light was full-blown green when we were turning. It wasn't like we tried to run the light or anything. And then the traffic was just stopped for reasons unknown. And this woman just starts screaming at me from her car. She's screaming all these profanities. She's like, oh, yeah, as long as you can effing get through the effing intersection, then who the F cares about any effing one else? I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? And she's like, you're just such a bee and bitter. And I'm like, woman, all you're doing is ruining your own day. That is all you're legitimately doing. Because I get to drive off and be fine. But you are so infuriated right now at a person you're never going to see again that all you've done is ruined your own day. So if you're listening to stuff or you're reading stuff and you get so angry that you can't even and you have to comment or you have to do something. And I'm not talking about like righteous injustice anger, like what happened with George Floyd. That is a righteous anger. Something has to be done. The officer has to be arrested, and he was. He has to have charges brought against him, and he is. He has to be fired, and he was. The three officers that let it happen have to be fired, and they were. Have to face charges, and now they are. Okay? So, I'm not talking about that kind of, like, we need to make sure something happens in justice. I'm talking about, like, my opinion just ticked you off, or someone else's opinion, and you're so pissed you want to ruin their life. For what, dude? Just let it go. Anyway, I digress, because I do that. I'm very good at that. That's what I should call this. Instead of Hefzibah talks a lot, it should be I digress. Because I do that. Anyway. So, all that woman was doing was running her own day. And I used to have road rage. I used to get upset. And all I would do was I'd feel my heart rate increase. And I'd panic. And my heart would be racing. And I'd be angry forever. And then I would tell people about it. And they would just look at me like, okay. And it's like, yeah, okay. Because it's over. It's done. And everything's fine. And why did I act like that? Because I have anger issues. It's just the way it goes. So I had one day where I had three incidents happen. I don't remember the third one, but I know there were three. The first one was on the highway. Apparently, because I used the fast lane. I usually go fast on the highway anyway, but I used the fast lane to go around a person. And it ticked off these young scallywags. And when they sped past my car, they threw a big gulp at my car. And we're going like 80 miles an hour. Because like I said, I still go fast on the highway. We're going like 80 miles an hour. So they were going like 90 when they threw this big gulp at the side of my vehicle. And I'm like, what the literal crap? So all they did was waste a big gulp. Unless it was a pee gulp, which means they peed in the cup and threw it at me, then whatever. But they endangered lives to throw something at my vehicle. And I was just like, what in the heck? And I still didn't get angry, guys. Because A, I was fine. B, it didn't damage my car. And all they did was waste something. Unless, like I said, they peed in it. But who really cares? Not me. Because my window wasn't down. If my window had been down, I'd probably been a little more freaked out. But anyway, these are like those people that throw things off overpasses and throw things at cars and end up causing death and chaos because they just don't have any logic. Their logic is dead. I already did a podcast on that. Later that day, apparently, I changed lanes because there were three lanes and one was coming off of the highway. And I changed lanes when another guy did. And apparently that pissed him off to no end. So he, like, lays on his horn, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see you, dude. So, I mean, all I can figure is that we merged, and whatever. Like, no, nobody got, we didn't hit each other, whatever. The guy was just angry. He was just angry. So he pulls up to the side of me and starts, he says, hey, B. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to make me roll down my window. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, if he had said, excuse me, ma'am, and I would have rolled down my window, I would have been like, I am so sorry. I think we just both merged, changed lanes at the same time. But I am so sorry. But nope. He yelled at me the whole time I sat at that red light.
You won't even effing look at me, will you? Will you be?
It's like, yeah. No, I won't. Because I don't need it, dude. I don't need your anger. I don't remember what the third one was, but it was just a day. I'm like, this is like a day for road rage. What is going on with these people? Just dial it back. It's not the end of the world. Let it go. Let it go, people. Elsa tells you right. Let it go. All you do is wreck your own day. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru with my foster kids. And we got our order through before the other truck. I hate those two lanes. And regardless, it doesn't matter. They ask you at the window. They ask you, did you have the two cheeseburgers? No, I had the three Happy Meals. Okay. And then you pay for your meal. It's not the end of the world, sir. Anyway, so I'm always aware. I'm like, okay, I finished ordering first. And I'm a hyper-vigilant person because I hate those drive-thrus so much. So I'm very hyper-vigilant. Very hyper-vigilant. I hate when people cut in. I hate all of it. I'm very hyper-vigilant. And so I pull forward, and then he pulls out of line to pull up alongside us and yell at us that we took his place and that he was next. And I'm like, I told my foster kids, just ignore him, dude. Just ignore him. It makes no never mind, dude. You're still going to get your food. It may be what? Maybe adds like 2 minutes to your day. Like I said, I get annoyed when people cut in. I'm not saying like, but I don't yell at them. I don't tailgate them. I don't flip them off. I don't pull up alongside them and yell at them. So he's doing that. I'm moving forward. I get to the window. He's still yelling. They ask me if my order was the blah, 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 and it was, because I was next. He was not, but whatever. I said, yes, I pay for it. We keep driving, and I'm like, he has to figure out how to get back in line, Mr. Brilliant. That's what anger does to you. You cut off your nose to spite your face. That's what this rioting and looting is. People are cutting off their nose to spite their face. The George Floyd thing was already being resolved. I have never seen that quick of a response in regards to a white officer killing a black man, where, like I said, they weren't placed on admin leave. They were fired. All four of them. He was arrested. They were fired within 24 hours. He was arrested within 76 hours, 78 hours. I don't know the exact day. He was arrested within 3 days. The other three officers were arrested a little later because they had to figure out the charges. He has the highest possible charges he could have brought against him without it becoming a mistrial or him having them dropped. Because for it to be murder one, it had to be premeditated. So, like, they're doing everything, and people were protesting, and that's fine. And then the rioting and looting started, and everybody starts defending this. Like, it's justified. How is this justified? Everything was already going forward. Nobody was disputing the fact that George Floyd was killed and murdered and never should have died. And it was police brutality and it never should have happened. No one's disputing that at all. And yet America's burning. And Chaz exists now. So there you go. Okay. So I said all of that to say this. I believe God exists. As controversial as that statement may be, I believe God exists. And my point was, if this pisses you off, check yourself. Because, like I said, all you do is make yourself angry. And it does nothing. There was a little girl in one of the FT's classes here. And she was having, I don't remember why I even went into the classroom. There was some reason I walked in there because I wasn't teaching or helping or anything. I walked in there for some reason. And this little girl is crying, and they're kind of ignoring her, because that's what you got to do a lot of times with these kids when they cry. But this little girl is like, I'm looking at her because I was doing something, and I look over. I think I was looking for like a book or a flashcard or something. And I looked over at her, and I'm like, Oh, my goodness. So I kneel down in front of this girl because she's going to make herself pass out. She's doing the hyperventilating crying for no reason whatsoever. So I start to, like, which I know is totally unsanitary, and I cannot do that now with coronavirus because the whole social distancing stuff. But I began to, like, blow on her face. I was like, okay, you need to calm down. I'm like, she's gonna make herself throw up. You need to get whatever. I can't think of the names of them. I haven't been in the center for so long. You need to get a blah, blah, blah. Can you go get one of these people? You need to calm down. It's okay. Blowing on her. That's what happens. Like, the girl ultimately got herself to actually, she leaned over on the floor and vomited up spittle because she had worked herself up to that place. That's what happens when you get angry. That's what happens. You work yourself up into a frenzy and nobody can get through to you and nothing said makes sense and everything pisses you off and there's no way to talk to you and you can't break through the haze because you're angry. And that helps nobody. So, I believe God exists. And that's what this podcast is about. So, if you don't believe God exists and you don't want to hear about God, then you can just skip this podcast altogether, okay? Why does it matter if I believe God exists? It matters because if I believe God exists, and I know that he does, and I know that Jesus Christ exists, and I know Holy Spirit exists, and I know that Jesus Christ came to earth and lived a holy life as a man, and had Holy Spirit come down from heaven and fill him when he was baptized by John the Baptist. When I know all of that, and I have all that knowledge, and I know that Jesus healed and brought people back to life and showed love and power and strength. If I know all of this, and I know that there is one way to heaven, and that way is Jesus Christ, I am remiss in my life if I am not telling you. And I know, like, I've done some podcasts where I've talked about Jesus and I've talked about, I've shared some Christian beliefs I have and that kind of thing. But this podcast is special because what I'm going to tell you is that, as I said, you don't need my approval or my acceptance to live your life. And I'm not here to correct you. I'm not here to tell you to live your life a certain way. I'm not here to tell you to shape up or ship out. I'm not here to tell you anything about how you live your life. All I'm here to tell you is that if we can believe that this earth was created just mysteriously and magically by a big bang and that billions of years of evolution occurred to create such complex individuals as we are, and all the different things of beauty, breathtaking beauty that we see in this world, and the ingenious creativity that we see, and we're going to believe all that just happened, that's, in my opinion, insanity. And once again, don't get angry. I warned you, this is a Christian podcast, so you take from that what you will. So, we have a creator, and we have Jesus Christ, who's our savior, if we accept him. Now, the main thing is, it's a choice. So, you can accept him or not, and it's entirely up to you. And it doesn't matter, like I said, it doesn't matter. It really actually does. But you live your life. I'll live my life. But the reason that we have to, and by we I mean Christians, make sure that we have used every opportunity we have to give a person a chance to accept Jesus Christ is because he does exist. And there is a heaven. And there is a hell. And rejection of Jesus Christ gets you to hell no matter what. It matters about nothing else. You could be the best person in the world. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your savior, He is the only way to heaven, regardless of what Oprah and other people tell you. There is only one way to be made right with God. And most people don't believe they need to be made right with God because they don't believe that they're sinners. They don't believe that it's required that they accept Christ and be saved because they don't believe in a heaven and hell. And I get that. A lot of people reject Christ also because they've experienced abusive people in the Christian faith. And I get that too. The thing of it is, if I'm wrong and there is no heaven or hell, what have I lost? Right? I've lived a good life here. I've been a moral person. I mean, guys, I'm a sinner. I'm not like trying to make myself sound like I'm a golden. With the help of Holy Spirit, I've made good choices amid my bad choices. I've been saved and redeemed. I've had crop failures, which means that like I planted some stuff and God made sure I didn't reap it. I've been blessed. I've lived a good and valuable life here, regardless of the fact that I may not look like I'm having a whole lot of fun by the standards of the immorality of the world. So what have I lost? I look at things like the fact that I'm saving myself for marriage, even if I never marry. That means if I never marry, I'm never gonna have sexual intercourse. I'm saving myself for marriage. So I don't have to worry about getting an STD. I don't have to worry about pregnancy. I don't have to worry about being in an abusive, having abusive boyfriends. I don't have to worry about, that's not to say I couldn't marry an abusive man and have an abusive husband, guys. I'm not, I mean, that's not going to happen, but I'm just saying. I'm not going to have a string of boyfriends that I have to answer for. I'm not going to have to sit down with my husband, my future husband, and have the talk. How many men have you slept with? How many boyfriends have you had? Haven't slept with anybody and I haven't had any boyfriends. I've been on 3 dates my entire life and I didn't sleep with any of them. So there you go. I don't have to worry about any of that. So how is that a bad thing? I don't know, but maybe you do. So if I'm wrong, what have I lost? I've never gotten rip-roaring drunk and had a blackout and not remembered where I was or who I was with the night before or woken up in a strange place or any of that stuff. I've never had to use drugs recreationally. Not to say that I haven't because I did in high school. I'm going to be full-blown honest with you. But I don't see a purpose or a need for it. And once again, I'm not saying this to judge you. I'm not saying this so, like, I'm like, oh, I'm so much better than you. Because there's things that I've done, guys, that I'm not going to say here. But there's things that I've done, which is why I'm not better than any of you. I am saved by grace. I am a foul sinner. And just like Paul, I could say, I am the worst of all sinners. I am fully aware of my sin nature. I am fully aware of how evil I am inside. I am not under any false pretenses. I am not better than any of you, but God. My one defining characteristic, my one difference is that I have Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you don't, if you have him, then there is no difference. The one difference I have is that I'm saved and secure in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I know that I'm going to heaven when I die. But I can't, in good conscience, not put this podcast out here to reach the 2 people it's going to reach, to say, I'm a Christian, I believe God exists, and it would behoove you to drop your filters, drop your biases, drop your hurts and your hang-ups and everything else, and take a real, authentic, legitimate look at the evidence that God exists. Start doing some research. Evidence That Demands a Verdict is an extremely intense book But it was a man that set out to prove God did not exist and ended up proving to himself that he did. And he wrote a whole book about it, or that he does. He wrote a whole book about it. But I digress. The point is, if you don't know the Lord, and I turn out to be right, that there is one God, and that the only way to get to God is through a right relationship with Jesus Christ, meaning to accept him as your Lord and Savior, repent of your sins, turn away from your sinful life, which you can only do through the power of God, through Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And it turns out that I'm right about all of that. What do you lose? Because I'm going to tell you guys, there's people out there glorifying hell, and hell is not a party. It's not. You're not going to hang out with your homeboys, your homegirls, your best friends, the celebrities that have touted that they were glad they're going to hell. You're not going to hang out with any of those people. You're going to go to the place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth and a lake of fire. And there's actually something called the second death, which I hate to even think about. Because from what I've understood is you actually end up separated eternally from God. And I thought you just like lived in this lake of fire where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and torment forever. But because God is a merciful God, there's something called the second death, and I would rather not experience that. And I'd rather you didn't either. But the thing is, you have to make the decision for yourself. If your parents are Christians, that doesn't grandfather you in. You don't get to be a Christian through osmosis. You have to make the decision and say, I choose to be a Christian. I choose Christ. If you guys heard that, that's just my life. Something just fell and hit me. That's just my life. My life is wonderful. It really is wonderful. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just saying I handled that with stride, except that I talked about it now. But anyway, the strategies of the devil are so predictable. It's so predictable. Anyway, so point is, you don't know how many opportunities you have to accept Christ before your life is going to end. I don't either. Like, I don't know how many opportunities I have to live for Christ, to serve Christ, to speak this message to you before my life ends. I will tell you this, though. If you look at the climate of today, you look at this world and everything we're facing, wars and rumors of wars, America burning itself to the ground out of anger, violence taking hold everywhere, division and separation, name-calling and labeling, destroying people's lives because you have the power to do so. All of that. If you look at all of that, it's pretty telling that Jesus is coming back soon. And time is short. Regardless, even if Jesus isn't coming back soon, time is short. We don't have very much time on this earth. I don't know. All I know is I had a completely different podcast, and God said, no, the true message is the fact that I am real, and the only way to reach me is through Jesus Christ. So, I'm going to leave you with this. One of the most well-known scriptures in the Bible is John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, will have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him they would have everlasting life. Jesus came for you, and he came for me. And when he was on the cross, it was the joy set before him that kept him there. And the joy set before him is you and me. The joy set before him was us choosing Christ as our Savior. And that's why he stayed on the cross. Because without his sacrifice, we could not be made right with God. If you want more information or would like to talk with me, you can email me at htal.podcast@gmail.com. If you're going to just start doing some research, like I said, I would read the book of John. And I would look at gotquestions.org and type in your question. Whatever questions you have, because they're pretty... Of all the places I tend to look, they're one of my go-tos. I'm not going to say they're 100% right all the time, because we're humans and we make mistakes. However, they have a very nice collection of questions you can ask and have answered. And see biblical references for it, and see their explanation in very real and easy to understand terms. And if you're just like, I don't care, Julie, I'm not interested. I don't want to have any kind of accountability in my life. I don't want to have to answer to anyone. Just know that you will, because the Bible tells us every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when you stand before Jesus, he's either going to be your judge or your savior. And I sure am glad that he is my savior. I can't put that in words to express it any clearer than that. There is so much more that I can say about Jesus Christ, how wonderful he is, how wonderful it is to be in a relationship with Jesus Christ, to be saved, to have Holy Spirit, to do things like he did here where he had me delete a podcast and do this one instead, to give me discernment and protection, to give me wisdom, to protect me and provide for me, open doors and close doors. To love me when no one else loves me. To be with me when I'm completely alone and no one else is around. There's so much wonder in Jesus Christ that I can't tell you. It would take me countless hours to express it to you. But I sincerely hope that this reached you and touched you in some way. And I ask that you just legitimately consider it. If you've been hurt by a Christian, so have I, guys. I was demolished by other Christians, ripped to shreds and destroyed before I turned 30. And it has taken years for the healing to happen, for the hurt to be lifted, for me to forgive, all that stuff that had to happen. It took years. We're talking about human beings interacting with human beings. And you're going to encounter some that are just not showing the love of Christ the way they should. I don't show his love the way I should all the time. I am not perfect. I would hate to think that I was responsible for someone rejecting Jesus Christ because I, at one point, did something selfish or hurtful. Because I am, as I said, fully aware that I'm a sinner and I am fully aware of the evil within me. But I just pray that if you have been hurt, that you will just say, you know what? You're right. Jesus didn't hurt me. Someone hurt me. And I can choose Christ, knowing that I may interact with people that'll try to hurt me again. However, you'll have a stronger base because you'll be like, you know, that's of the devil. And anything you say is a lie. Guys, trust me. You can, once you have a firm understanding, and I don't, like, Jesus is so multifaceted. God is so complex. You can never have, like, know everything, ever. However, if you have a firm foundation in who Christ is and how he loves you and how he sees you, there's nothing anyone can say that would cause you to forget it. So, anyway, I'm just going to close this with a prayer. If you want to accept Christ as your Savior right now, you can do that. It's a simple prayer. You just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I accept that you are the Son of God. I accept that you did come to this earth and live and lay down your life. That you died and were buried and rose again. And that now you have ascended to heaven and are on the right hand of God. And that your day of return is soon. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart and into my life. Prune me, refine me, make me new. Create in me a clean heart. And restore a right spirit within me. That I could live my life for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And I said that a little fast. So, you may have had to go back and pause. to repeat after me, because sometimes I forget to do the pauses. But I sincerely hope that I reached any of you. Any of you. And if I did, please share this with friends or family. If you accepted Christ, once again, you can email me, hal.podcast@gmail.com. You can email me if you have questions. You are very much loved by God. You're very much loved by Him. And the world is going to tell you so many other lies. But the truth will burn itself into your heart if you let it. There's a different sound to the voice that speaks truth. You'll hear it eventually. When you can start to hear that and it burns itself into your heart and your soul and you're like, oh my goodness, that was the voice of truth. It makes a complete difference in your life. Because in the voice of lies, you're like, well, that's a lie. Anyway, I hope that this reached you, and I pray that you are blessed. Thanks for listening.